Hey y'all, hey! While we are anticipating the premiere of PNS Season 2, which is coming soon and very soon, this is a bonus episode. This is the PNS Season 1 mashup and includes my favorite highlights from each guest. If you have not seen or listened to all the episodes, this can give you a teaser from each one. Hopefully, it will inspire you to go to a specific full episode, and hopefully, you will find that laugh at some point. Enjoy! Peace, blessings, and laughter. Bye. What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Pice and the Whale Show. Check, check, mic, 1, 2, 1, 2, everybody wanna do. Remember you did that? So we already tripping. Her name is Ashley Aldridge, and she has... Oh, Arledge.
This is embarrassing.
And she's actually going to interview me. It was like, I'm going to dance professionally first, and then I'm going to do a talk show. This is my passion project that I'm starting from the ground up. And the vision is for somebody to connect to one of the guests or maybe connect to me and learn something and grow and know that they're not alone, be inspired.
Okay.
And hopefully some laughter. And okay. Just different types of journeys. This is Brooklyn J. I am so honored that he came to do the Pice and Noel show.
Well, yeah, I grew up in Stockton, California, and I've always wanted to be an entertainer. I've always had like people just kind of down me, but it almost fed me to go further. So I had $1,800, and I just picked up and moved to LA. I became homeless. Dancers, they don't understand that you just can't come out here and become a star overnight. It's hard work. It is a journey. I became so much bigger in my career, choreographing for like superstars. That was the toughest thing that I've ever... Sorry, I'm about to get emotional. I was at the top. Sorry. And...
I have one of my fun favorite friends, Jessica Caesar.
The thing is with acting, it's you have your moments where you're really, really hot. You're working a lot, and then you have your moments where there's a slump. You have to be passionate about it. If you're not passionate about it, isn't that, and you just want the fame and the fortune, you're gonna drive yourself crazy.
Get out, y'all!
I'm like, get out! Get out! If you want to, it's called show business, not show talent. I would say if you have an idea, or if you want to do something, don't be afraid to do it.
So tell me about Meme Queens.
Well, the gist of it, how I came up with the idea is I wanted to do a comedy, and I got the inspiration from the Miss USA pageants. And it was one of the most rewarding experiences and one of the most rewarding things I've ever done.
Today I have Trey Rich here with me, and yes. I feel so blessed.
My clothing line is called Mr. Rich, and it's M-I-S-T-A-R-I-C-H.
And by the way, you look snatched. Look at this.
You know, I do what I can, you know.
Yeah, so as she said, I am a fashion designer and an entrepreneur. Yes.
And he looked good.
Right. So my boss actually made this for me. Her name is Maggie.
Oh, I know
Bear.
What the frame is.
Right.
So.
Right. First love was singing, my second love was dancing, and then my third love was fashion.
Wow.
So they all kind of come full circle randomly in my life. I didn't visit California before I moved. I literally just hopped on a plane with like $700 to my name and just figured it out. In LA in general, it's a culture shock. Like I had to hop from place to place. Like where is my next paycheck gonna come from? How am I gonna make that rent? So you have to do like side jobs, odd jobs. Some people do something strange for a little bit of change. But actually the lows is when you grow the most and you learn.
Today I have somebody I'm really excited about. I have Krista Jackson here.
So I specialize in kind of all things television and film. I saw the movie Boys in the Hood when I was 13. I was just blown away. When I left the theater, I saw all these other people like really affected by the film as well. And I just thought, how powerful is this medium? You can help people through this medium. In my version of making it, I'm like finally on the cusp of making it. And I was like, this is far from making it. And so my faith took a tumble.
Tell us about the comedy, how it came about.
Yeah,
because she's funny, guys. She's
so the comedy, thank you, Paisa. It came during that dark point when I tried stand up. The rest was history, as they say.
I've been talking about Leah for so long, so I'm so happy I finally have her on here.
Dating in LA. y'all already know, it is a hot mess. I had downloaded this app called Tinder.
Oh, we talked about that one.
Tinder. He dropped like the golf club on my toe at one point when he said, ay, ay, ay. Like, you really say this? Like, in real life, you know, I thought I had a type. I'm a black woman, so I thought I would end up with a black man. I just maybe thought, okay, expand your horizons a little bit, you know. Think outside the box, be open to someone different. I don't have to meet someone in the traditional way, you know.
Date as many people as you can.
Literally, like,
random streets. No, I'm just playing.
Not on the streets.
No,
don't be a whore in Babylon.
The greatest thing that I've learned in this process of dating is loving myself first. Literally everything from like my health to my mindset to my space around me. And loving myself so good that it attracts others to me.
Just keep hope alive, people.
Yeah.
Stay positive.
Do it. We're not going to be here on this earth forever. So the chance that you have now, just take it 1,000% more than just 90%.
Just knowing that I'm blessed regardless.
Live your best life.
Not your mediocre life, but
your best life.
You deserve the best.
If Oprah can be that way, we can be that way.
Yes, we are rehearsing. Yes, no rehearsal.
This is all that we use to do.
You about to knock over the set, y'all.
Right.
I've been here now, so thank you so much for coming. It is. All right, let's end with check, check, mic, 1, 2, 1, 2. You know the rest of that?
Mic check, 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 1, 2. Everybody make way. Brooklyn J coming through. So fly, so fresh. And that money getting down.
Hey, I like that. So, in closing, check, check, mic, 1, 2.
Shut
one,
two.
And stretch your neck and your back.
I'm so
all
proud of you.
The time.
I'm excited for you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in to the Pisa Noel Show, #PNS. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode, got something out of it, and found that laugh somewhere. To visually see these stunning guests in their full extended season one interviews, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel at the Pisa Noel Show PNS, as that's where it all began. If you're feeling the PNS podcast, please hook a sister up with a fantastic rate and review. All right. Okay. Last but not least, you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Pisa Noel Show. Blessings, love, and laughter, y'all. Peace out.